Well, welcome to our podcast called...
Currently Untitled, but we're working on it.
Okay, I think that's long enough for audio plug there. But here we are, first podcast.
Yeah, if you don't already know, we do sound the same. That's because we are twins.
No, the mic is just that good. But yes, we are twins, and really the whole idea of this is to just see things from a twin perspective. Twin sight, if you will. That's the title.
It's better than a quiet open mouth.
Well, no, we don't want to get demonetized. So Mark, let's go ahead. Let's see. What are we talking about here today?
What is it? Okay, we get this all the time, right? Like ever since we were pretty much born. What is it like being a twin?
Yeah, it's not what you think it is, but also probably exactly what you think it is. So
let's start with top things we hate about being twins. Such a positive note to start
off. This is great. But also, it's kind of like a point for us to talk about the questions we get asked all the time, right? So we're either going to confirm or dispel myths.
Or create new ones.
That are specifically our own.
All right. Well, I made a list, and he made a list, so I kind of want to see... if we match, and then kind of talk about it.
Yeah, it's, not exact order, but I think...
mine does not have any order either.
But, you know, I can guarantee you what the first one is.
Twin jokes?
Yeah, but of that, what do they joke about?
Do you feel what he's feeling?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, which also just... we hit another one at the same time.
So, way to dispel that. No, I mean, there is some truth to it, right? Yep. So, I mean, sharing a uterus with someone...
a womb-mate, if you will.
We're going to get demonetized.
It's a great start.
I know. Once you pick up habits of somebody else, especially someone that looks just like you, who has the same
voice as you,
the same
look as you,
resources, parents, chances are you're going to pick up a few things from this other person, right? So, no, do I know what he's thinking? Not necessarily.
No.
Do I have a general idea how he's feeling sometimes?
Let's prove it, though. What am I thinking now?
That whoever thinks that we feel each other's pain is kind of dumb, but kind of not off base.
It was actually ice cream, but no.
Oh, man. I should have known. Remember that one time where I got injured in high school playing volleyball?
Your knee injury, I believe it was?
Yeah. When I dislocated my right knee, and then for some reason you had a sharp pain in your knee?
Yeah, I did. I did have a sharp pain in my knee. I noticed it walking up the stairs during practice in volleyball. And, of course, people were, oh my god, it's real! Like, no, I guess it's a coincidence? I mean, maybe sympathy pains? I mean...
I don't know.
When the missus goes through it, I feel some pain. She's not my twin.
But it goes back to my point, right? You spend enough time with someone, you kind of just know... you kind of just know their MO, right?
So we're going to call this busted. No, we don't want to get copywritten either by saying stuff like that.
It's untwin life.
Twin possible.
Not twin sightful.
Twin correct.
Twin correct? But then that could also be twin.
That's for correct. Them to decide.
Oh, that's true. All right, I'll make the graphic appropriately.
Twin dash. No, TW dash incorrect.
Incorrect. Sorry, but it was also twinsightful, since it's kind of wrong, but kind of right.
Yeah, but again, it's really to the point of whether it's a sibling, a significant other, a really close friend, whatever, you're going to pick up on those tendencies and you'll just know. But I mean, I don't think on a physical pain standpoint you'll notice things, but you'll probably notice, like, you know, if something's bothering you, right?
Mm.
And we don't always see each other every day. But there are instances where I'll come like, yo, you okay? Right? But it could
but
be...
it's also, that's not always accurate, though. Sometimes you just have a feeling and like, no, I'm fine. But
yeah,
generally, it's just maybe we haven't seen each other in that long.
Yeah, but it's not always... It's never accurate. That's the thing.
Mm.
Right? So, you know, twin jokes. Let's go back to that, though.
Confusing. All right. So, okay, I wrote down this question. I hate it. I actually have formulated an answer to this question.
Okay, shoot.
Which one's the evil one?
And what's our answer usually?
Both of us. Because we both fucking hate you for
that. That's what causes a twin villain story.
That's the arc.
That's exactly how the origin came to be. Because you, after how many years of hearing it all throughout school, it
doesn't get old ever.
Yeah, it's totally played out. But of course, to the joke teller, it's new to them.
So fresh.
Yeah. So it's annoying, but that's the truth of it. But there are some good ones. Like, you know, going back to the pain idea, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I remember, I think this was like in eighth grade, where they're like, if I push Simon, will Mark fall? And the way they described it was, could you imagine I push Simon and Mark's falling down the stairs out of nowhere? It's like,
I was like, I was just getting melt.
That's clever. I'll take that.
Yeah, but those clever ones are few and far between.
No, yeah, and that's the thing, though. I think when you hear so many shitty ones, you're going to hear, you know, something's going to stick.
It's like, yeah, it's just a game of numbers. If one of them is bound to be good if you just hear it for now how many years?
Too many.
We're a grown-ass adult, and we still hear this shit.
Yes.
It's so stupid.
Yes, all the time. Like, kind of, as an adult, do you ever play tricks on your SOs?
Oh, that's totally on my list.
That's number three on mine.
Mine, it's somewhere in the middle. It says, can your significant other tell the difference?
Oh, yeah. And the truth is, they totally can.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure my boyfriend's not going to be like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no. My wife's not sure either. Even when I was much skinnier, that was never a problem. Never a problem. And, you know,
it's a valid question, but it's kind of dumb. Like,
yeah.
You probably are not giving our significant others a lot of credit if you really don't think, you know.
They know every piece of us in good and bad.
Yeah.
Right? So they'll I think only once Eileen did make a mistake, but she wasn't looking at any of us.
I feel like this was at a club, wasn't it? She tried to hold my hand and I was like, ugh! And I went, oh,
I was thinking of that one. That make it two incidents then. But one, it was like a little house party at mom and dad's place where she was like talking to me and said, hey, Mark, can you get this? And I turned around and like, babe, it's me. She's like, oh.
Yeah.
But she wasn't even paying attention.
That's an honest mistake.
Yeah, that's an honest mistake. That's not like she looks at me dead ass in the eye and says, you're not my husband. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I am.
Like, sorry to disappoint you, but it's not going to be like one of those situations where when Homer was, when Homer was pretending to be Krusty the Clown? And then the mob was confused as to which one was. Whoa. So they were like switching places, and you're like,
"That's just never gonna happen."
No, because
it just doesn't happen.
But that's a good one though. That was on my list.
Yeah.
And your significant other tell the difference. I was like,
"Oh yeah,
give us some credit that we have amazing significant others that can tell the difference and know us as individuals." Which brings me to another one on my list, which. I really hate it when we get lumped in as a pair and they never acknowledge us
as an individual.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't on my list, but that was definitely on my mind. And it was just, it's just a thing, right? It's like Simon and Mark. Sure, they had clever names like Cymark. That's fine. That's great. I understand it. It's kind of a, you know, high school nickname thing. But, you know, really the deeper part of it is that we're more than a unit, right?
Yeah.
We're two separate individuals that just so happen to look like each other. With very similar interests or and whatnot, right? But also another assumption is like, oh, do we have the same interests? Not necessarily.
No.
But that's what's so great. It's like we can learn from each other.
Right.
Right? From it. And we can become a little bit more... We're very much Renaissance men, though.
Yeah.
Believe it or not,
we actually have different points of view on some
what?
Stuff.
What?
I know.
No, that's also on my list. You guys are always the same in terms of wavelength. No, of course
right.
not. Of course not.
There was a... to that, like, I don't know why people think we're supposed to dress the same.
Oh, yeah, that's on my list. That's number two.
That was number two also, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Well, we dispelled the dispelling of the brother. Yeah. Fuck it, whatever. But no, we don't. And as kids, we didn't really have a choice.
Of course not, yeah.
Right? But we were forced into situations where it was really for others' entertainment. Like, baseball is a good example.
Ugh.
Right? So we were supposed to be on the Dodgers. My mom was so excited. And then... she saw the other teams that were involved. So she actually requested us to be on the
Twins.
And It was a cool looking uniform, though. I mean, it was pinstripes. It was, you know.
I saw some old pictures. We were cute.
Yeah, we were. And it was a thing. So we became inadvertent celebrities, I guess. We didn't want to be, but at least we didn't suck. Thank God.
Yeah, we did have fun. It was fun.
No, and that's fine. And again, it was just to entertain, and it wasn't really at our expense, though, because no one really made fun of us. That's the thing, though. That if it was a shtick. And if they were making fun of us, then I wouldn't, you know.
We wouldn't have been comfortable enough to play. I'm pretty sure Mom wouldn't have liked that either. No, Mom and Dad would not appreciate that.
But it was so cute. I'm like, okay, I get it. But after that, we played in other teams, thank goodness. But we did play on the same team. Yeah. Because, you know, those leagues tend to be, you know, you want the siblings to be together, and that's fine.
It would have been a scheduling nightmare, because that's what Mom and Dad said. They're like, hell no. We're not going to bring two sets of snacks. We're not going to go to a early game then a late game. That just doesn't, it makes no sense.
But a lot of funny things came out of those situations, right? We played baseball, and a lot of the times I would hit before him or he'd hit before me, but it was always consecutive.
Yeah.
The first few game of any new season, they would say, hey, he batted twice. And my mom's like, no, they're twins.
Look at the number. Don't look at the face. Oh, you're right. Oh.
But what happened after that season? We put our names on the back.
Yeah, we went to those trusty mall iron-on ones. And
they were okay, actually. Yeah. They actually held up even after so many years. I know Eileen used to have some of my Cardinals jersey from back in the day.
I think mine was, like, well, now the Guardians. But it was the Indians back then.
Oh, yeah.
I was tiny to be able to fit that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, wow, we're this small. But, you know, funny thing about that season is that, kind of, you know, again, going to the twin concept, where people were just kind of in awe. Mark was a pitcher, and I caught. I loved catching. I was, you know, we were pretty good in our league.
Yeah. I mean, I stumbled upon being pitcher, I guess. I'm not really sure how it happened.
Same with me as catching, right? It's just we both had decent arms, but you didn't want to go behind the plate.
I guess not.
But then that's why you played a lot of short, third, even outfield.
Yeah, you know, we weren't set to one position.
No. But in terms of my best was definitely catching. And every time I would stop, time out, take off my helmet, talk to Mark on the mound, and everyone was like, what the hell is happening? You know, those are experiences that not a lot of siblings, let alone siblings, right. You know, let alone twins, really go through that. So, I mean, there's a lot of fun memories that are unique to, you know, my brother and I. So, you know, we can make positive things. You have to start off on such a shitty note.
Well, we don't want it to be all like negative, 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 and not really explain that there's actually a benefit.
There is, to these things, and right? You know, speaking of benefits, the clothing, right?
I always know his shoe size if I'm getting a gift.
Mm-hmm, it's easy. It's easy. He'll take whatever shoes I have. Or if he's shoes he doesn't care about anymore, or he's updating his wardrobe. That's nice to have.
But it's also, we tend to influence each other's fashion too anyway.
No, this is true. Right? I think you to me more than me to you.
Yeah.
You're much more fashionable.
I know. You're right.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing.
And everyone else better not be disagreeing. Yeah.
But that's a whole different set of stereotypes that we can talk about another time.
I'm almost certain you didn't think about putting this on your list, but this one bugs the shit out of me. Honestly, it's like when somebody tells us, it's like, you're twins? Like, yeah. You're not identical.
Oh, I hate that. Like, it's not on my list, but I do hate that.
Right, right. That was, I thought of that this afternoon. I was like, why do people say that? I was like, first of all, you weren't there. You weren't in the hospital. You weren't part of the egg that split.
or the infamous question, are you sure?
Oh, that's even better.
That's like,
yeah, I'm pretty fucking sure. What are you talking about?
What do you mean by that?
I'm sure.
I mean, yeah. Let's be honest. I'm a bigger one. That's fine. But like, all throughout, you know, especially as an adult, because we're not always together as an adult, right?
Right, right.
We get that a lot. And people are like, no, are you sure? This and that. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure because I'm me. You're not me. Why do you have to assume that? Makes no sense.
What else do I got on here? I was like, oh, another thing I super, super hate is being compared.
Oh, well, yeah. I hate that. But see, also, to kind of magnify it further, right? In Filipino culture, we're always compared.
Oh,
well, just Asian culture.
Why can you not be like your cousin? He is a doctor, nurse, lawyer, dentist.
/ architect.
He's studying to be architect.
and to have it more at home. I think mom never really did that to
no,
us, though.
It was a quick blip, but I think they figured it out pretty quick.
Yeah, because like, we're very our own. We're very our much our own
person, even though we're the same.
I you know, because we're both very creative by nature.
Yeah.
But his skill set in terms of his art is very different than mine. I'm very technical.
Right.
So, you know, when it comes to how I do things, my visuals, I do it differently. Mm. You do things by hand, you know, but that's again going back to teaching each other
right.
those skill sets to make us better.
So, right.
you know, again, positive, negative stuff. But right. thank God mom never really did that to us.
Yeah. As kids. Mom and dad have been really good about that because I think once they realize like that's not helping. They caught on pretty quick.
Yeah.
We're lucky. Let's be
real. Yeah, let's yeah, because there's a lot of Asian folks out there our age growing up. You already know you were compared to somebody else. It was your auntie's neighbor's mail carrier's dog walker or some shit like that. And their right. kids the valedictorian of some random barangay you never heard about.
But even worse if they pit the siblings against each other. Why can't you be like your brother? He has this grade point average. Right? Yeah. I was like, I'm not him.
No.
Yeah. You know.
Thank God they figured it out really quickly.
Yeah, and they weren't really harsh about it from what I can recall.
No, and thank God for that. So, I'm gonna cheat and look because I only have a handful of things here.
I think that's about it. Like from as far as a matching what we really.
Yeah, no, I mean we only had so many things to just get things moving, and it's just. There's probably more that people would want to know. Maybe we can do a live AMA or something. But be careful about what you ask.
I was gonna say, that could be really dangerous, but I also feel like that could be really fun.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
I have mods. I have good moderators.
Yeah. We'll pay them extra. We can be our personal bouncers.
My moderators know who they are. But actually, a lot of them, when they heard about this podcast, they're very excited to know about the topic. And I think it's a weird thing. You know what? Another thing that I think people would assume. Have you ever gone to a twin convention? There's like half of me that says that I want to go. The other half says like, that's pretty corny.
I think it would be fun, but I don't want to spend the time, money, and energy to do all that.
Yeah. For what?
Our life is already a twin convention.
Speaking of just like random twin day in high school.
Ugh. And oh my would, god! And I forgot
about
we that.
We would intentionally dress differently on Twin Day.
Oh yeah, and people were like, "Why would you really? Why don't you?"
I was like, "Well, Twin Day is every day,
right?
What? It's not special.
We're special every day. You only special this one day. So fuck you with your stupid white T-shirt and jeans that don't even match with the shoes that don't even look the
same."
You
know, people were wearing a lot of FUBU back then, so a lot of bright colors.
Oh no. Now you know how old we are.
Yeah, K-Swiss.
Nautica, puffer jackets, windbreakers.
Yeah, that was us. Which is coming back, though. A lot of the
coming back,
stuff.
It is currently back. Except now there are Crocs. I know.
Oh, and Champion.
Oh my god. Okay.
Totally off topic, but this needs to be said. Go ahead, Mark. You know what I'm going to say.
Right, exactly. So, when we were growing up, Champion was not cool at all. It was not cool. It was considered to be like lowbrow, right?
Very lowbrow.
It's like having pro wings from Payless, you know?
And they were in Kmart. They were like $2, yeah. Literally $2 shirts.
Yeah.
And you would be made fun of. I don't know who the hell told these kids that Champion was cool back in the 90s. It was not. So yeah, I know it's off topic, but it had to be said. It had to be said.
Well, to tie it on, it says we do have the same opinions sometimes.
About fashion.
See? Learning. Always learning.
Always learning. But no, thanks to you, I actually learned how to dress better, coordinate better, you know, especially as I got older, starting to get, you know, more formal. You know, I had to dress better for jobs and stuff like that and formal events, you know.
Even for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so important.
And it is important. And that's another podcast for another time, I think. But, you know, it makes you more self-aware and being able to see somebody who looks like you and you see how they look, you know what to expect when you try it.
Right. I mean, if you know me, like, I'm pretty adventurous with fashion. I'm pretty, like, relatively more open to, like, trying something different. But there's a lot of times where you see me in an outfit, you're like, I think I can pull that off.
Yeah. Especially with suits, you know, a lot of suits, suit combinations. colors, things like that. But it's also nice to Mark, I don't have cognac shoes. Can I borrow some?
Yes, you can.
Can I use your Kenneth Cole's? Because they're comfortable and very stylish. I love those
shoes. But that's the benefit. Like, we can actually switch like that. So it's pretty cool.
Well, speaking of switch, let's talk a bit about the dark side of being a twin. And I don't mean dark and like evil. More borderline fraudulent.
What do you mean fraudulent? Wait. Okay. Fill me in.
Do you have my Costco card?
Oh my god, I shouldn't have drank anything. I do. It's in my wallet. I kind of want to go grab it.
Yeah. No, it's okay. That's enough for them to know.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Or when we had Disney passes.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Or remember when you got your license first? You know what mom said? Yeah, you both have a license. You can use his in practice. You know, because I had a pretty, very angry instructor when I had mine. And I will always remember you and dad, because you finished first. I remember.
Yeah.
I will always remember that vision of you and dad, like, as I pulled in. And dad, I could see dad's, like beaming. And you're, like, excited because you passed. And all I see is four thumbs, like, next to your faces, like, you know. Oh, my God. And dad's like, yeah, did you? Yeah. And I was like, man, it looks like my face had melted.
Oh, and man.
I remember I got out of the car and I just shook my head. And dad was like, oh, it's okay. And then
dad is the sweetest.
I know.
If you ever meet our dad, he's the sweetest man you'll ever meet. And like, he was so excited for us. And then when that happened, dad just went dad mode.
He was super heartbroken. But he also, jokingly, but also he did mean it. Goes, well, you have Simon's license. And we know you're not a bad driver because we would practice with him all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember poor dad. I remember having to tell him, it's like, dad, stop yelling at me. I'm not yelling. I'm like, you're yelling right now. It's like, it was very like TV sitcom moment. That
but really yeah, happened. No. And Scott can attest to that. He's actually behind the scenes right now.
Scott, who is Scott?
That's my son. Teaching him how to drive.
So you were teaching him how to drive.
And all teenagers go through the same thing where, dad, why are you yelling? I'm not yelling.
Here he is. Yeah, say hello. This guy right here.
You can say something.
Something.
That's good enough.
Okay, all right. Cool. Go enjoy your food. Go eat.
So, no, hey, this is a perfect time to ask you. Do you ever mix us up?
Have you ever mixed us up? Like, okay. Major?
There's one time when we're at Mama's house. I was playing Black Ops 1 and I was grounded. And then I heard Uncle Mark's voice, but I thought it was yours.
And you freaked out?
I freaked out. I closed the game.
But did you see him?
Yeah.
No, you saw and you thought it was me?
No, I just heard I just heard the voice. No, I haven't mixed you guys up yet. I just can't forget.
I like how he says yet.
But I can't remember your birthday, but I can't remember yours.
You're shut idiot. Up. Get out of here. Speaking of stupid jokes.
Hey. Myth confirmed.
Twin firms. Right?
Damn, we gotta twin firm. That's okay. We'll use it for now. It's a working one. Working title.
I guess. Everything's a working title. Are they?
Here it comes. What do you want?
Oh, yeah. Do you have any more? Oh, yeah. I want the cookies. Yay! Alright, we're gonna take a little cookie break. Do 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 from Torrance Bakery.
Oh my gosh, it's really hot. Did you microwave the shit out of this?
Right, you did. 15 seconds.
15 seconds, we talked about 10.
Seconds?
I like my warm.
This isn't warm. This is nuclear.
Well, you know, it's the bomb.
Oh, oh get out of God. Here. God.
He does have our humor.
I love you, oldest nephew of mine. You made that.
I was going to say the exact same thing, actually, because I made that. We're not doing very well with this.
No, we're not. We're not. We're not. I can see the comments already. It's like, No, y'all are twins.
Y'all. But
I swear to God, if anyone goes, are you sure you're identical?
They're called us twipocrits. I don't know where that one came from, but I'm glad it came out of there.
Well, I hate this already. Like, but what are the benefits, right? We were just talking about like, oh, we can kind of share clothes. We have a kind of the same
share memberships.
We share memberships. We share driver's licenses.
Oh, even better, we share gifts
for people. Yeah,
we take advantage of the unit the unit perspective.
Uh-huh.
Where we go halfsies on one present. Mm-hmm. Is it cheap? Yeah, shit. I got mouths to feed. I got tuition to pay. You know, it just makes sense.
Right, right. And I'm down to help
now
out.
Now people are going to wonder, well, they have gifts from us.
You cheap bastards. We're not cheap. We're frugal.
We're fiscally sufficient. What's it called? Efficient. We're fiscally efficient.
Yeah, right. That's like I don't say I don't procrastinate. I just work well under pressure. It's really how you spin it, guys. That's how you know I'm a marketer.
It's all about perspective.
It's all the spin. But what other things were prominent in your mind about, like, just in high school?
The unit one was the biggest thing. Mm. Kind of going back to the dumb questions, like, have you ever switched classes? No, because why would I want to go to another class I didn't want to go to anyway?
Right, and this is not a fucking episode of Sister Sister.
Yeah, or at work. Well, how do we know if Simon or Mark is in the office? It's like, if my brother did my job, you'd know. If I did his job, they'd know. I mean, we're both professionals in different respects, but there's no way. I mean, I think if I sat him down and we have to make it like a heist almost and kind of scheme
Oceans
all this to get
two.
Yeah.
Oceans Dalawa.
Dagat
Dalawa.
You say Dagat Dalawa. But they'd know it right away. Right. But I think if with enough preparation, no one would know the difference. I honestly think if that were the case, if you did what I did in terms of presenting to business owners, you had the same kind of approach and you know the product like I do, then yeah, I mean, they wouldn't know the difference.
Actually, do you remember that one time you came to visit me while I was teaching a confirmation?
Oh, they lost back it in my day. I was thinking about that yesterday, actually.
Really? Because mm-hmm. I remember, I they knew me. They would know my phone because it was like that. What was it? The note back then, and I handed it to you, and I was like, just go in there. This is what you're gonna talk about. This is how we run the meeting. Just call on the first two people in the front. That's her name. That's his name, and you followed that script and. A little over half the room was like, all right, yeah. Like all leaning into you and like, okay, cool. Like we hear you.
We're both presenters. We're both very good at speaking, especially when we know the topic at hand, because usually we have the same kind of mindset and approach.
Yeah, but also you've done it before. You just,
did
it longer.
Yeah.
And and the other half of it was like, something doesn't add up. And I let you go for like, what, at least 5 minutes.
It was a good 5, maybe 7 minutes. I basically just did the introductions and just kind of pointing it out, and I forget their names, but I was like, oh, blah, 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 so and so. They're like, yeah. And like, got him. In the back of my mind's like, I got him.
I remember I walked in, I'm sorry I'm late, guys, I'm so sorry I'm late. And the whole room was like, what the holy confirmation fuck is happening? People get so surprised. We do, yes, we live separate lives, but those people in our respective lives get so surprised when they just hear about it.
Yeah.
And then they get all like, oh my God, I have to meet him. Oh my God. You know, it's like,
or worse. I'm gonna take a spin, a bad spin.
Right? Oh, right.
Where I talk about you. It's, oh yeah, my brother. He goes, oh, oh, we make a great sitcom because I'm straight, he's gay. And they're like, oh, he'd be my best friend. Like, no.
That's a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other thing to begin with. But that meat turns me off. I'm like, no, my brother's more than just, I mean, y'all watch too much TV.
Right.
That's what it is.
And you need to meet more gay people.
Yeah.
If that's all you think.
Or like people like, another example, when it comes to us, oh, you're Filipino, I love lumpia. It's like, fool, I can't make lumpia.
No offense. If you know me, you know him. So it's really not that
interesting. Yeah, I mean, at the very least, a foundational level, right? I mean, we both have our different nuances, but it's just, which leads to another thing. People feel like they're special because they know twins.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like we're some kind of celebrity or freak of nature that's like, I know twins. Haha, I'm fucking better than you. Who fucking cares?
Yeah, but that's also kind of like, again, a whole other podcast. That's the same way about like, oh, you're gay? Oh, you can be like I'm going to be your friend. And like, why am I trendy? Why?
Yeah, and then
I'm
also,
not a little bag. I'm not a little dog in a bag.
But wait, your brother's straight though? Like, yeah, that's completely possible.
Yeah, but you know what?
almost every pair of twins, male twins I know personally, are either both gay or one is straight and one is gay. Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
I don't know personally a pair of two straight twins.
Yeah, no, I can't confirm that. Yeah. I do know some twins that appear to be straight, but I don't know if those two are twin classmates, but I don't. But again, I mean, statistically speaking, that is pretty fairly
common. Yeah, I can't think of like straight male.
Yeah, males primarily. I don't think we know that many male.
We don't know that many twins though either.
Well, no, actually, my my barber, he's the you. And
he's the me.
Yeah, and his brother is the me. They're twins. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how I didn't ask? Oh my god, I have to meet his twin now.
No, I don't. We actually have conversations with my barber and I about stuff like that. It's like, aren't you just tired of that? Like, yeah. It's ridiculous.
But it's not like it's boring to talk about.
No, that's why we're here, right? I mean, people are actually randomly curious about it, but again, going, oh, I want to know about this shit about twins. Like, we're just brothers. We really are.
So we either educated some of you out there or
disappointed.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
But they waited this long just to be disappointed.
Right.
Thanks for viewing.
Right?
Hit the like and subscribe button.
Smash it. Smash the boop-boop.
Ring-a-ling the ding-a-ling bell.
But
please do. That'd be great.
Between the two of us, we are a wealth of experience and information.
Whether it's individual, but also combined,
right? Right.
Because
right.
Like, there's literally two sides to that same story,
right?
Which makes it more fun, right? It makes it more intriguing, and that's what kind of led to this podcast.
Yeah, we were like literally just combined our specialties and skills, right? And we're like, we can talk to each other, right?
We do that all the time,
right? Why not do it, you know? Because a lot of people, we're storytellers. I think that's really what I was trying to get at. Is that we're storytellers, we're loud, we're a lot, and I get it. But it's never, like, I always found the question is, what is it like being a twin? I think that's such a strange question because we don't have anything else to compare it to.
No,
right?
No, we don't. We just have our own experiences, our own histories, our... You know, we live very different lives, but very similar lives.
Right.
I think that's the only way I can describe it. It's, you know, it's a unique experience. For those that have siblings, there's a lot of similarities, right?
Yeah.
Especially when they're closer in age.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, our sister, you know, she's much younger than us, but we've had great experience, our own unique experiences, but we're not twins.
Yeah.
When she doesn't make a big deal that we're twins, she was never teased about having twin brothers or whatever. It was never a thing for her.
Yeah. So. That was just her. She just had two of us like ganging up on her.
Okay, that probably would have been really shitty for her, but you know. We were pretty beat.
Sorry, yeah, we love you.
I'm sorry, Jenny.
Sorry. Jean-Vier. sorry. We love you.
Most of the time. I'm the favorite.
So yeah, because he had the first grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And so, there it is.
And that's how I greet myself every time I come home. Hi, Mom, it's your favorite. And she laughs and goes,
she literally laughs and does not contest it.
Yep. Because I know.
Ugh. Well, that's it. I think we've covered it all, haven't we?
Yeah, we covered it all. And you know, if there's anything else that you may have wanted to ask us, put it in the comments.
Yeah, we may like it enough to respond. Or hate it enough to ignore it.
Or, yeah, no, that's pretty much it. Or maybe even have another part two of just something like this.
Because if there's enough insightful questions, I'd be happy to talk about it.
So that said, thanks for watching. It's been a lot of fun making this you enjoyed it as much as, you know, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did making it. That's it.
There you go.
Words are hard.
I'd see how we don't finish each other's sentences. But yeah, it was fun. We really look forward to doing this again.
Definitely.
So any excuse to be hanging out with my brother is a good excuse.
Yeah, that and, you know, we always have dinner out of
it. And he feeds me all the time.
Have you ever been to my house?
He's rich! No, don't put that out there. I am not. Far from it. That's why we need to do this. We need to make money.
We'll fix this in post.
Or leave it. That way they can see how the sausage is made. Ew. Now we're demonetized.
Poor choice of words.
Or great.
Anyway, all right. Until next time, everyone. Just be yourselves. Be awesome.
I don't have a cool tagline like that, so you can go ahead.
That wasn't a cool tagline, but it was still something to sign off with.
Okay.